You mean like sort of on?
I guess I love
you. Imagine
a new. You haven't lost your touch.
You mean like sort of on?
It's hard to believe the drama is over.
I see you haven't lost your touch.
You mean like sort of on?
I guess I love you.
It's hard to believe the drama is over.
Lost your touch.
Well, that's all the scripted stuff.
It's particularly harmful to democracy when media systems are in the hands of private tyrannies. I mean, it's bad enough if the guys are, you know, making shoes or cars. That's bad enough. But when it's control over the doctrinal system and information, that's much worse.
Hi, welcome back to Pop Journalism. And now it's time for a regular segment, The Week in Review. Usually the weekend is a slow time in the news. It's time for relaxation. The regular television anchors have their weekends off, and the papers run fluffy features, home sections, and TV guides. But this is not a slow news weekend. Just yesterday, not only did the Halifax G7 protest end up with tear gas and arrests, but accounting firm Arthur Andersen, you know, the accountants for Texas-based energy trader Enron, well, they were found guilty of obstruction of justice in the Enron investigation. Yes, yes, it's a time for the weekend journalists to shine. But there was enough politics disasters and bad news to keep the media busy earlier this week. After a series of carjackings in the Toronto area, five teenagers were finally arrested on Wednesday and could face adult court. Toronto Police Staff Inspector Steve Harris couldn't be happier about this.
Talk about kids. We talk about youthful offenders. They're criminals. They've committed violent acts. They've put guns to people's heads. They terrorize these people.
But the police didn't have to search very hard for some of these carjackers, as they ended up practically turning themselves in.
The first suspect that was actually arrested in Scarborough Town Centre after he lost a gun there, and then he went back to ask the security if they'd found it.
Welcome back. Sorry about the technical difficulties there. I meant to bring in my dad, but for some reason when I put on the phone to broadcast it, the button sticks and it doesn't hold, so I wasn't able to put him on the air, which is kind of a shame, but I was able to talk to him, and he was okay about me waking him up, so don't worry about that. The last few songs I just heard were Engelbert Humperdinck, Quando, 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 which I was going to play for my dad because that's one of his favorite songs, and he sings it all the time. And I never knew it was an actual song until I saw it on a Heineken commercial, which is kind of ties in with the whole pop journalism, media, and pop culture bit. So anyway, after that was Portishead's Numb and Kelly Ali with Kids, and we just heard Leona Nace with Sunny Sunday. It's actually not a sunny Sunday here in Toronto. It's rainy, and I think right now, before I left this to come to the studios, it was 14 degrees. It was going to reach a high of 19 with winds gusting up to 30. So it's going to be a cold Sunday. So not a good day for golfing, Dad. Sorry about that. But just to fill in some time here, because I was going to talk with Dad for a bit, I have the 10 worst real-life Canadian newspaper names for you. And we'll start at number 10 with the Red Deer Advocate. That's one of my favorites. I'd like to live in the town with the Red Deer Advocate. And number 9 is the Kanata Courier Standard, spelled with K's. not a good town newspaper. And number 8 is the Flin Flon Daily Reminder, just to remind you that you live in Flin Flon. And number 7 is the Belleville Intelligencer. They're very hopeful in Belleville. At number 6, the Jasper Booster. Number 5, the Peace River Block News, because it just sounds funny. And number 4 is the Oakville Beaver and the Napanee Beaver. I'd hate to be a newspaper reporter for one of those papers. Hi, this is Robert calling from the Beaver. Hi, how can... Anyway, bad joke, bad joke. At number 3, the Vulcan Advocate. Number 2, the Crow's Nest Pass Promoter. I don't know if what kind of passes they're promoting. And at number 1, the all-time worst Canadian real-life newspaper names, Happy Valley Goose Bay Labradorian. Try saying that 5 times fast. And that's it for my filler. I didn't think I was going to use it, actually. I thought, kind of disappointed, because you would have liked my dad. Maybe next week we can put him on the air. But for now, we just got to play another song here. This is Everything But the Girl, Walking Wounded.
Did I mention it's a humor book?
Very funny book.
Thank you.
Michael Moore.
Thank you very much.
And welcome back to Pop Journalism. That was Michael Moore, my personal hero, and he was on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart talking about his new book, Stupid White Men. And if you haven't got a chance to read it, it's a really good book. It's he talks about some of the more shady Bush connections. And it's a really funny book. Like you said at the end, it's not. It is filled with sort of left-wing sort of politics, but he's also very funny, as most of the listeners probably know. And that's it for me. Filled with technical difficulties, I guess that's the problem of having a show on Sunday morning, is that no one's here to attend to it. But thanks if you caught me doing this show. I appreciate it, somewhere out there in Radioland and out there on the internet, because I had no promotion. I got the news on Thursday that I was going to get the show, and I said, okay, great, and I came in, and so this is the first show. Next week we'll have sort of the full-blown version of it, and with more promotion, so it'll be all about the internet. I've interviewed Simon Jennings with Yahoo Canada, and talk about those annoying pop-up ads they have floating around the internet, and to talk with an antivirus expert about the hyping of computer viruses to sell product. And so it should be a great show next week. And if you want to check out the show and what I played and find a little more about me and see my ugly mug and why I'm meant for radio, I'm kidding. You can go to my website. It's popjournalism.netfirms.com. Those are all one word, popjournalism.netfirms.com. And right, as I said at the beginning of the show, I'm starting to try a commentary from the listeners. So if you have a commentary on media or pop culture or some issue surrounding that, just go to the website, popjournalism.netfirms.com, get the email address, and email me about 200 words, and I can call you during the week. You don't have to wake up this early, I promise. And, you know, deliver that commentary on the air, and I'll record you, and I'll put it on the air. So it's that easy. Democracy on the radio. And yeah, I'm just trying to think. Is there anything else I should add? Yeah, the show will be archived for later use on the website and in real audio, so that if you don't catch the show again, you can listen to it over the internet when you want. And that is it for me, finally. And we'll just go to some music. What do I have here? You know, I had to dig out from my CDs here, and I don't really have anything, so I was picking around through the studio here, and this is... let me just grab the CD cover. It's Pet Shop Boys, What Have I Done to Deserve This? No real link or segue, I'm sorry, but here we go.